news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Explosions crippled two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman on Thursday in what the United States called attacks by Iran. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said that American intelligence agencies had concluded that Tehran was behind the disabling of both ships. Then they released what they say is compelling evidence, video footage of an Islamic Revolutionary Guard patrol boat pulling up alongside the Kakuka Courageous, one of the stricken ships, a few hours after the initial explosion, and removing what American analysts believe was a limpet mine. Iran responded via Reuters, quote, "We are responsible for ensuring the security of the strait and have rescued the crew of those attack tankers in the shortest possible time." Foreign Ministry spokesman Abbas Mousavi is quoted as saying, "Obviously, accusing Iran for such a suspicious and unfortunate incident is the simplest and most convenient way for Mike Pompeo and other U.S. officials. These accusations are alarming." Meanwhile, the owner of the tanker shown in that video, Yukaka Katata, speaking at a press conference in Tokyo on Friday, contradicted Mike Pompeo and the U.S. Navy when he said his ship was attacked on the starboard side by a flying object, not by a mine. Quote, "It seems that something flew towards them that created the hole," is the report I've received. "It seems there was a high chance they were attacked by a flying object. The impact was well above the water. I don't think it was a torpedo." The Japanese ship owner did not say who might be responsible for the attack. I say, beware of an administration looking to change the news narrative, and I'll remind you of a tweet Donald Trump sent back in 2011 that warned, quote, "In order to get elected, Barack Obama will start a war with Iran." Just saying.
I'm glad to go. I cannot tell a lie.
Thursday brought with it the announcement of the imminent departure of White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Thursday also marked the 94th day since Sanders last appeared behind the podium in the White House press briefing room. Meanwhile, the U.S. Office of Special Counsel, no relation to Robert Mueller, says that White House advisor Kellyanne Conway should not work for the government anymore because she violated the Hatch Act by using her platform to attack Democrats running for office and advocating for Republicans during TV appearances. The Hatch Act is a 1939 law that bars federal employees from engaging in partisan politics while serving in their official roles. The White House, of course, pushed back, saying Conway's actions aren't violations, and the final decision on her job rests with the president, anyway, who is unlikely to remove her. The reverberations of Donald Trump's interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos continue. Democrats attempted to pass a bill in the Senate Thursday, making it illegal for campaigns not to report offers of foreign assistance to the FBI using unanimous consent. But Marsha Blackburn objected.
These reporting requirements are overbroad. Any person who shares their views with a candidate would be reportable. Campaigns could have to report social media responses or interactions. You would report every non-U.S. citizen or dreamer who volunteers for their campaign or knocks on doors or even knocks on the door of a foreign national.
Senate Intelligence Committee ranking Democrat Mark Warner is the one who introduced the legislation, and he pushed back on Blackburn's false claims.
I would point out that her reading of my legislation is not accurate. The only thing that would have to be reported is if an agent of a foreign government or a foreign national offered something that was already prohibited. And candidly, if I will take my colleague at her word, if there are ways to improve on this legislation, I'm wide open for business.
And the chairwoman of the Federal Election Commission, Ellen Weintraub, weighed in. She released a statement Thursday making clear that candidates for public office may not receive help from a foreign government in what appeared to be a warning to the president. Tweeting her statement, Weintraub wrote, "I would not have thought that I needed to say this. Let me make something 100% clear to the American public and anyone running for public office. It is illegal for any person to solicit, accept, or receive anything of value from a foreign national in connection with a U.S. election. This is not a novel concept," end quote. Well, we've all heard the stories about Donald Trump not paying his bills. I guess that applies to his presidential campaigns, too. Last week, officials in El Paso, Texas, complained that they were still waiting for Trump's reelection campaign to pay up for expenses related to a rally months ago. It turns out 9 more cities haven't received a dime for similar charges. Prosecutors in Michigan dropped all criminal charges related to the ongoing water crisis in Flint on Thursday, more than 3 years into the investigation, saying that they would start from scratch and wage a, quote, vigorous pursuit of justice. Stay tuned. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.